McKinleyville's dominance in local Little League continued this week as three of the association's teams reached the District 26 Tournament of Champions semifinals. Hello and welcome to this week's K-Mud News Sports Report. I'm Ray Hamill with HumbleSports.com. We'll have more on that story in just a moment, and we'll also be looking at some of the other big stories in what was a busy week for local sports, including news of a great new tradition at Fortuna High, a good week for the Humboldt Crabs, where a two-time MVP of the Big Five is taking her talents next, some American Legion baseball updates, which athletes College of the Redwoods will honor at this year's annual sports dinner and auction fundraiser, and a new beginning for local Ute football. But first up, the District 26 Little League Tournament of Champions concluded at McKinleyville's Hiller Park this week, and it was a good tournament for the host association. The 16-team, 4-day tournament featured an all-McKinleyville final on Tuesday night, with Trinity Diesel defeating Murphy's Markets 4-0 to claim a third straight TOC championship. The TOC is part of a busy month for local Little League, with three more tournaments on tap for June. The 10-year-old and 11-year-old district all-star tournaments will get underway next weekend, with Klamath Trinity hosting the 10s tourney and Eel River hosting the 11s. The 12-year-old district tournament will be hosted by Southern Humboldt and gets underway on June 29th. Also in local Ute baseball, the Cutton Ridgewood 8U All-Stars will be in action this weekend as they head to Elk Grove to compete in the 2024 Cal Ripken State Championships for the second straight year. In local high school sports, the Fortuna Huskies recently celebrated their senior student athletes with the second annual Fortuna Huskies ESPYs Awards Night. There were 13 different award winners in 13 different categories, including awards for Male and Female Athletes of the Year, which went to seniors Russell Pascasio and Ali Cox. Football head coach Mike Benbow was named Coach of the Year, while the Huskies football team won the award for Team of the Year. The award for Most Inspirational Female Athlete went to Chloe Cox, while Caden Wilkinson was named Most Inspirational Male Athlete. Taylor Brooks took home the award for Best Female Individual Performance, and Mason Evanow won for Best Male Individual Performance. Switching gears, it was a busy week for the Humboldt Crabs, who have now won four straight games as they prepare for their first conference games in over a decade. The local collegiate summer club dropped its series opener against the Fresno A's last weekend, but bounced back to win two straight games to take the series. They followed that with back-to-back wins on Tuesday and Wednesday night against the Berkovich Honors at the Arcata Ballpark, winning 10-4 and 10-5. Eureka's Keenan Morris hit a three-run home run to help key Wednesday's win, as the Crabs improve to 7-2 on the season. The Crabs will be back in action at the Arcata Ballpark this weekend as they get set for a three-game series against the Novato Knicks. Game 1 is set for Friday night at 7 p.m, while Game 2 will take place on Saturday afternoon at 2:30 instead of Saturday night because of Oysterfest. Next week, the Crabs will hit the road for a pair of three-game series to open the newly formed Pacific Empire League, with games against the Lincoln Potters on Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday before a weekend series against the Healdsburg Prune Packers. In local high school basketball news, two-time Big Five MVP Caitlin Jaconi announced recently that she will be taking her talents to College of the Sequoias. The Eureka Loggers standout, who led her team to a Big Five and Dick Nicolai tournament double championship in each of her junior and senior years, will play for one of the best community college coaches in the state, Tyler Newton, who turned Butte College into a state powerhouse before moving to College of the Sequoias this year. Del Norte graduate Jacqueline Gorbet will also join Jaconi at Sequoias. Jaconi was a three-sport star for the Loggers and also was among the best softball players in the HDNL the past few years, as well as playing a key role for the Eureka girls soccer team. In local American Legion baseball, the summer season is off and running, and no county team has impressed more than the Northern Humboldt Giants through the first 2 weeks of the season. On Tuesday, the Giants improved to 6-2 with a 6-5 win over the Southern Humboldt 76ers in 8 innings at Fortuna. This year's Giants team, which also won 3 of 4 games at a tournament in Sutter last weekend, features a diverse group of local high school players, with players from 6 of the 9 HDNL baseball programs, including Arcata, McKinleyville, St. Bernard's, Del Norte, Hoopa, and Eureka. The Giants will try to keep their fast start to the new season going when they play three games in Oregon this weekend. In local college sports, College of the Redwoods announced this week that the school's first era of wrestling will be remembered at this year's annual Dinner and Auction Athletics fundraiser on the night of August 15th. The sport of wrestling returned to the local community college this year, with the Corsairs fielding a men's team for the first time since the early 1980s and a women's team for the first time ever. The Corsairs will honor the college's first era of wrestling from 1967 to 1982 at the annual event, recognizing wrestling alumni Bert Van Duser, Jim Sylvia, and the 1976 wrestling team, which placed second at the inaugural California State Small College Wrestling Tournament. Tickets for the fundraiser can be purchased through the College of the Redwoods website. And finally this week, Ute Flag Football returns to the North Coast this weekend with the inaugural Humboldt Flag Football League kicking off its debut season on Saturday. The NFL-backed league will feature 14 teams for players in kindergarten through 8th grade, with games taking place over the next 2 months at various locations around the county. Opening day will be held at Hiller Park in McKinleyville and will feature 7 games, with the action getting started at 10 a.m. And that's this week's KMUD News Sports Report. Until next time, I'm Ray Hamill with HumboldtSports.com.